now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls.
Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Critics agree Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Rated PG. Now playing.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's All New with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Liquid Gamer.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I would be Dante Kong.
So we're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
We're doing an episode on Grand Theft Auto, which is what inspired me for the new logo of the show for the final season here. You saw the logo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that would be. Okay.
What are you talking about? Of course it's that.
I'm eager to take
it. It's like the Liquid Gamer podcast. It's a beautiful logo.
I like the font.
Yeah, it's a good font. So, I don't know. It's been a weird final season. I think my lowest was 2, right?
It was.
2.
We could always do worse.
We could. You can always do worse. Of course, I don't have the half point out of 10. This episode airs right after the Hero Heads crossover episode.
Oh, okay.
So you've been on 7 episodes or so, or 8 even, of Hero Heads.
I feel like we're going to have to...
Might bring people to the final episodes of this show, so that's kind of cool.
We're going to tweak my contract a little bit.
Tweak your contract. Yeah. So Hero Heads is ending on episode 100. We're ending on episode 40. Oh. Couldn't quite get to that 100. Isn't that weird, though? That show's been on 4 years. You and me have been doing this for a little over a year, right?
Yeah.
And we're almost...
almost at the halfway point.
Yeah. And it's like, what have the Hero Heads been doing this whole time?
To be fair, I do think we covered the majority of big series, which is what the show's about, and not just like individual games. If we did that, we could go to 1,000.
Yeah, you could do 1,000 episodes. But we cover... Because really, I mean, if you look at new franchises, is there anything that's amazing? No.
No?
There's not. And there's they're just rehashes of anything, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I guess, what's a big sale rate? Like, what's a big thing? What are people buying?
You know, the yearly garbage.
Right. I mean, honestly, this show, you know, in case you're wondering, there will not be a Call of Duty episode.
No,
because we're
no
not
Madden.
That. No Madden. No Call of Duty. It's just not, no FIFA. It's just not that kind of show.
No.
But Grand Theft Auto, even though it is kind of more mainstream popular, that kind of crowd, you know, the Call of Duty crowd,
The bro crowd. Sorry.
The bro crowd.
No offense.
Bro it out, bro. You just shot that cop, bro. But this is the one episode that I think appeals to the widest audience, Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. Yeah.
Extremely popular, breaking several Guinness Book of World Records.
Having said that, I haven't played any of them.
That is so weird, dude.
I know. Well, growing up, my mother wouldn't let me play them.
Okay. No, I get it.
They were M-rated. And then, I guess because I never hit, like, the GTA 3 and, what was the one after 3?
4?
4, yeah. Well, I thought there was, like, a spinoff one. So I just never got into it, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, like, with San Andreas and Vice City, like, I don't know. It's just, that's a huge part of my life. It's actually... a lot of the first dates of me and my wife were her just watching me play Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. So, I guess it kind of dates us, but, you know, I mean, when you've been somebody with 14 years, it's obvious that you're going to be part of these, you know, huge franchises. So, as we do at the beginning of every Liquid Gamer podcast, Dante is going to be giving me some trivia. He did not give me any sample questions. He kind of quit doing that for this season because he doesn't want me to get one right, period. And that's kind of his... I get it.
Kind of true.
I understand.
And Google is a strong tool. You might be able to find my source.
That's true. I might.
So
we don't want to have that.
I did try to stay within the main GTAs. I didn't go back to like 1 and 2.
Okay. Thank you. Even though I would have been fine with that, I think.
Oh, okay. Number one. What was the original name of Rockstar that can still be seen in earlier copies of GTA 3?
Can I give you the abbreviation?
Sure, yeah.
What is it? WMA?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait.
What?
What did you say?
What did you think I said?
Did you say WMA? I think you did.
What did you say? DMA?
Audience, he said WMA.
DMA. Like DMX, but with an A. Pretty sure you already pressed the button on the green.
Oh, man. This is like a, what do you call this? An error.
It happens. Wow. It happens.
You know what? I'm going to let you have this.
Thanks.
Just for the sake of saying you get the first error on the Liquid Gamer.
Honestly, I accept any error possible because I know you're going for the...
It was DMA Designs.
Which is what I said.
Okay.
DMA.
Okay. Anyway, number two.
I probably could have gotten away with D, B, or W.
Yeah. I think D was your next
guess. I talk fast enough that... DMA.
Number two. I'm glad I got some hard ones after this.
Great.
All the songs on the radio station Flashback 95.6 are from the soundtrack of what film?
The soundtrack of what film?
It's a cult classic. I'll give you that much.
Oof. Like the soundtrack, not the score, obviously.
No, yes, soundtrack.
I don't know. I'll just take a guess just because. Which Grand Theft Auto? I mean, does it say?
It didn't actually, which is weird.
Okay. Well, for me, Scarface would be a film that I would pull from the soundtrack, not the score.
Scarface is the right answer.
Okay.
Two for Ryan.
No, it's definitely two. You don't need to do like a little quotes.
This is the only quiz that's going to have
DMA,
an
DMA, DMA.
Number three. There's a chain of businesses in the game called Electric Boulevard. This is a reference to which Eddie Grant song? In Vice City.
Oh, I don't know who Eddie Grant is.
Okay. Well, it would be Electric Avenue.
Okay. We got to hop on to Electric Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. I know the song.
You know the song. Okay.
But I didn't know the artist.
Yes.
I could have probably guessed Electric Avenue.
Yeah. Number four. In GTA 4, what is different in the PC version of the cook on the ship compared to the console versions?
Wow. That is a extremely specific question.
It is. So it's very narrowed down for you, right?
I'll say gender.
He has a full beard.
He has a full beard on the computer.
But not on console.
No facial hair on the console.
Yes.
Well, you really pulled that one out from somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Interesting.
Number five. What is the name of the pizza place from Vice City and San Andreas that was originally going to be in GTA 4?
Uptown Pizza.
Well-stacked pizza.
Well-stacked pizza.
Does that
pizza
ring a bell?
Not at all.
No? Hmm.
Which Grand Theft Auto?
It was in Vice City and San Andreas and was going to be okay. in 4.
It's funny because San Andreas, I only went to the chicken place, really. San Andreas was, you know, the first game that introduced weight gain. So I could literally go and eat pizza after pizza after pizza. My dude would be a lard.
Wow.
Filled character.
That's kind of cool.
But I could also go to the gym and work that off.
Interesting.
It was actually quite impressive for the time.
So you have, let's see, 2 out of 5?
Yeah, 2 out of 5. Cool. 2 out of 5.
Let's try to keep it there.
Number I'm 6. Fine with that. So on a half point.
Wow. So, number 6. Songs from the radio stations in Liberty City
again
can be heard in GTA in what form?
GTA, heard in GTA.
In GTA 4. You can hear them. You can hear them again in a different kind of way.
Through an iPod, MP3 player. It's like a thing. It's like a.
Well, the answer. Okay.
What's your issue with my answer?
Let me try to reword it. What does it sound like?
What does it sound like?
I feel like the way I worded it probably would have cheated you from...
I feel like you're hurting me more here.
Oh, okay.
What did it sound like?
It better.
It sounded different, is what you're saying.
They're ringtones.
Okay. All right. So that's the answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All the songs from Liberty City can be heard as ringtones in GTA 4.
Okay. Huh.
When you said cell phone thing, you have like, I
there's
know
so many
right
questions
there.
I expected out of you, and you haven't asked any of them.
That's good. That means I have a very rare source.
Like, I studied and I failed. I failed in where I studied.
It's even better to know that you studied. This one you might know. All Number right. 7. Yeah. This character from Aqua Teen Hunger Force can be heard on Fly Mo FM. What is this character?
Meat Wad, I'm assuming?
Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
I was going to guess Carl.
I hate that show, by the way.
All right. No, I actually hear him now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Number 8. There's a park bench that pays tribute to Mr. Edwards, who worked on GTA. Max Payne and L.A. Noire. What is okay. this? Where is this bench located in GTA 3?
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? At a park.
Pacific Bluffs.
Okay. Thank you, Dante. Where's the exact location of this?
Hey, this is a big deal. This guy's important.
Next.
I mean, they obviously.
What do I got, 3 or 2?
2.
This is BS.
Don't try to cheat. Number 9. The museum called Bishop's WTF on Hollywood Boulevard is a parody of, I'm sorry, wait a minute. It's a parody of what TV show? There's a museum, Bishop's WTF on Hollywood Boulevard. It's a parody of what TV show? I feel like if you know the museum, you'll definitely know the show.
It's from a TV show. Yes. A museum featured in a TV
show?
No.
The museum in the game is based on things done in this TV show. Oh, I feel like you know it. Do you know the museum?
Which game? Grand Theft Auto?
GTA 5.
I didn't play 5.
Oh, okay. Well,
But there's a TV show that takes place in a museum?
No. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't play
and
5.
And I've been to Ripley's, 2 of them.
Really? Hmm. Well, but you didn't play 5, so they're
yeah, good. I'll talk about it on the show why I didn't really care about 5.
Okay. And the last one.
All right. So going for 3.
Yes.
Okay. Is this about 5?
No, it's actually not. Okay. San Andreas.
Good.
The ESRB, I cannot talk today. The ESRB forced Rockstar to recall all copies of San Andreas and release a second edition due to what reason?
Like the prostitute stuff?
That is... Do you want to try again?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for GTA being...
Well, there's a specific one that they kind of lied about to the ESRB.
Okay. I do not know.
They left in a sex game.
Oh, the sex minigame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were not supposed to.
Oh. Well, in a way, I feel like I deserve a half point.
Ooh, that's not quite...
Eh, I did say prostitution. It's a sex game. It's actually where you pump the button. It's actually very similar to God of War's sex minigame.
It is. However, this sex game was called Hot Coffee.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
Well, I mean, when you have a dark coffee
okay.
main character. I don't know.
Let's keep it G-rated for the show.
I don't know how else to say that. But it's hard to do a G-rated episode of Grand Theft Auto.
It is. But I'm going to go ahead and give you half point. Because okay. you did have the premise.
I did. I so had the
you
subject
really
matter.
Scored a 1.5, but okay.
Well, 2.5.
2.5.
2.5.
to my error.
Pretty sure you've had just a half. So, I mean, I think we're fine at this point.
Yeah, okay.
So, Grand Theft Auto.
Wish I could go back in time and just do that over.
So, anyway, Grand Theft Auto, to me, is... it's a huge part of my gaming life, just because the amount of time it took is small, but the amount of fun I had during the game was high.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, Grand Theft Auto, and it's funny you didn't ask me any of these cool questions that I knew the answers to, but...
You're going to tell us about it.
Well, I am, but I figured you would ask me, like, who the character's based off of in the film... Behind Enemy Lines with Grand Theft Auto 4. There's all kinds of stuff that I studied.
The last time I gave you a
reference... What, a park bench? A park bench? Where's this park bench located? Come on.
I'm sure the audience remembers you asking me a Naruto question during a Pokemon trivia.
Yeah. So production began by DMA Design in 1997. That is D. DMA Design. Yes. they did 1 and 2, which were just top-down driving games, kind of a cops and robbers kind of game. We literally just drive away from the police. Mm-hmm. So, not much to it. Really hit the scene with Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes.
Which, of course, was completely changed the landscape as far as how open-world games are perceived and right. taken and what they're capable of.
That was PS2?
Yeah. So, Grand Theft Auto 3, it actually happened at a weird time. It happened right after the 9/11 attacks.
Did it?
Yeah. Hmm. So that actually caused them to change a lot of aspects in the game. There was an airplane scene that was taken out. There was the word terrorist was used quite a bit. That was taken out. There were some characters that were redesigned to be less similar to what might have happened. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
like,
right.
you know, not to show any similarities. The biggest change, however. Even though it was only probably 1% of the game changed, the vehicles used to be NYPD blue-white cop cars. They changed them to the classic black-white, more traditional use throughout the U.S. anyway.
Okay.
But the cop cars were really, you could obviously tell they were NYPD.
Right.
So, after all those changes, the game came out. Broke a lot of records, and you didn't ask me any questions about the records either. It's got 7 Guinness Book.
Well, I know that's going to be in there.
Anyway, 7 Guinness Book World Records, all 4 top-selling games. I think it isn't. It's 5 that actually is like killing it. Like 5 to grade.
I think it's pretty much owning all the games.
It really is. It's sad that I didn't play it, but I'll get into that later as to why. So, you didn't play any of them?
Not a single one.
Okay, but you're familiar with the gameplay?
Yes.
All
right. I've watched people play it.
So, Grand Theft Auto 97, Grand Theft Auto 2 was in 99, 2001 with Grand Theft Auto 3. Mm-hmm. As far as what I played it on, I did play it on PS2. A year later, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which is not a numbered title.
Right.
Oh, that's what probably you meant by spinoffs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Vice City and then San Andreas in 2004. San Andreas is, even though it wasn't well received, just because people were a little, I don't know, they were a little taken aback by all the additional content. But the fact that I can get on a bike and I had to tap X to pedal. Just little things were great. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, it also burnt calories while you were doing that. So, if you wanted to...
I can see a lot of people not liking that.
Well, no. I mean, get a car then. Go hijack a car. Yeah. It's just some people... I can't shoot while I'm riding a bike. There's a lot of things I couldn't do. But for some reason, I just enjoyed it.
I can see
it's just
that.
Why. Yeah. I mean, because I can do whatever I want. That's the whole point of sandbox games. Is I do whatever I want.
So, from some of the things that I have heard, is it just that... Vice City, because the consensus I've heard that is Vice City is one of the favorite of the series. So was it just that San Andreas didn't live up to Vice City, or what's your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, totally different character. I mean, it's more of a kind of a gangbanger character. So it kind of feels more like Menace to Society kind of feel, like the whole arc.
Yeah.
Okay. Where Vice City, it was more mobster feel.
Okay.
So I don't know if the audience just kind of levitated towards the mobster feel when it comes to shoot 'em ups, yeah. You know, with the whole kind of Scarface feel.
Yeah.
But I preferred the San Andreas deal. I mean, it's kind of, your character takes place, it's in the kind of the projects, and you have to build up, like you just got a prison, you got to build up your empire again kind of thing. It was cool. It was fun.
It doesn't sound bad.
No, it was great. Kind of in the way that Saints Row storyline was, where it was more gangs and territories.
Right.
Where the other games weren't like that, it was kind of like Lone Wolf rising to the top as a top of the mob kind of thing. So, I mean, whatever your cup of tea is when it comes to these kind of games. So, I preferred San Andreas. Granted, it did have a lot of the weird, quirky things, like I could go eat, you know, 8 pounds of chicken.
Yeah.
And I could just ride this bike with this huge belly hanging over the bike. That's fun.
That's funny.
Who cares? It's funny.
You have to sleep.
Yeah.
You do?
You don't. Well, have to or should you?
Should you.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds very kind of Sims-like almost.
Without that, except you're controlling the one character.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, I wasn't the guy, even though I did... I wasn't the guy who spent a lot of time on the missions. I would just try to get a 5-star rating and like try to get as many police, FBI, whatever after me as possible.
Okay.
Helicopters coming in from all over the country just to get me.
Okay, that sounds totally fantasy.
So I'm that guy. I would do a lot of shopping. So you start out, you're in like a wife beater and jeans. But I could easily spend my money on a nice suit. I could buy a car instead of doing all crazy stealing cars.
Yeah. So you like to be the professional.
I was the paint job guy. I loved getting my paint jobs. I spent hours in the shop. Hours in the shop just making my car perfect.
And this is San Andreas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would buy cars. I would soup them up. I'd park them in my... I never got a really nice house. Like, because you buy houses throughout the game, right?
Yeah.
But I spent my money on clothes and women.
Okay.
Chicken.
Well...
You go on dates in these games.
How's that work for you?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just...
I think I took one date to a strip club. It didn't really work out. But I think she wanted to go, but we had an argument. So, with this game, you get a third-person shooter. You get a dating sim. You get a car designer. You get a driving game. You get any kind of, whatever you want, a territory-based game, like deals with gangs. There's all these things going on. It's a flying game with the helicopters.
Right, yeah.
And it's just like, what can't you do? It's amazing.
Would you say this is probably the best open world series?
I think other series have attempted. I mentioned Saints Row earlier.
Yeah.
The first Saints Row was extremely mediocre.
Okay.
The second Saints Row, I bought it day one, right? Because I was kind of in a Grand Theft Auto mood.
Mm-hmm.
They originally announced that Saints Row 2 was going to have female characters that didn't at launch.
Okay.
And it was just so confusing. Like, I bought it and I was like, this is the same game as 1. Like, this is pointless.
What was so hard to add female characters that they didn't have it day 1?
Well, Grand Theft Auto had never had it.
Oh.
Still hasn't. Female playable.
Okay.
Just really? Not a thing. Yeah. They know their audience. I mean, Call of Duty, how many Call of Duty female soldiers are there? Probably none. Not that I would know.
That's very interesting.
In Madden, how many female players?
Well, So well, that is interesting, though.
Yeah, Saints Row 2, I bought it just so I could, honestly, so I could play as whatever gender I want, even though I usually go with male. But I like to do one of each, like with Fallout. Mm-hmm. I make a male and a female. Okay. So with the female character, my entire goal was to get my kid. Male character was, his entire goal was to take back the Commonwealth. So that's what I do with games. I always do two characters. I beat the game 100% trophy based usually when I do that. Okay. And then I delete them and make a third so I can be have a perfect character that knows where to go, where everything is, what to do, what's the best option, yada yada. So that's how I play. Saints Row 2, it didn't really work out. Saints Row 3, they did finally have girls.
Okay.
But then Saints Row 4, they lost their mind. You notice that?
No, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. So Saints Row 4, they lost their mind. Like, they realized that we cannot compete with Rockstar.
Okay.
Like, it gets to a point where you have a clone game like that, and it's like, it's obvious we're not doing very well. So
almost
let's
like
go.
Almost like an NBA 2K, NBA Live type deal?
Worse. So Saints Row 4, there's a chemical spill, and you obtain superpowers. Your character can fly, he has super strength, he can jump over buildings. Not even in a cool way like Crackdown did. I don't know if you played Crackdown.
I was going to say, it sounds fun.
No, I'm not saying it's not fun. but the spill also had other players getting superpowers. I don't even know if it was a chemical spill. I'm just kind of like Jessica Jones in it. And Daredevil in it. But anyway, the whole point of the game is there's superpowers. Not only are there superpowers, but the vehicles, there's this cat car. And if you drive over somebody, it swallows them and shoots them out its tail.
So they got ridiculous is what...
They got... And like the moves, like when you... Like hand-to-hand combat. I liked it because it kind of reminded me of Sleeping Dogs. Right?
Okay.
Because I love Sleeping Dogs. Mm-hmm. But instead of like punching, you do like pro wrestler moves to everybody in the combat. And it was just so weird. Like, everything's so weird. And it's funny I brought up Sleeping Dogs because that, well, there's Sleeping Dogs, there's Watch Dogs, there's Bully, there's Grand Theft Auto, there's Saints Row. Even, I would even argue, Crackdown, Prototype. And Infamous would be sandbox games that I think are stellar.
Well, I played Sleeping Dogs by your recommendation.
But you didn't like it that much, did you?
No, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
It was just way too much. Like, I didn't like that I had to get on the highway to go all the way over someplace. It took me like 10 minutes to do it.
No, call a taxi. You call a taxi, it comes, you get in, it'll go to whatever your marker is, it'll fade to black, and then it'll fade black in.
Mm, okay.
It's much easier. I'm just saying.
I guess I failed on that
part. I'm just trying to save you time.
But I did like it.
Okay. So Grand Theft Auto, see, unlike Sleeping Dogs, Grand Theft Auto, it's so gun-based. Mm-hmm. And I had such an issue with Grand Theft Auto 4 that I didn't buy 5.
Okay.
So with 4, I bought it day one. Because I was like, oh, Grand Theft Auto!
Like, yeah, next generation.
Right.
So
I was ecstatic. It was 2008. The last game I played was in 2004 with San Andreas. So you're looking at that gap.
Right.
And you start out, you're this Russian immigrant based off a character from the movie Behind Enemy Lines. And you don't get a gun for like the first 4 hours.
Is that bad?
It is unheard of for this brand.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Sleeping Dogs? I don't need a gun.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because the combat's stellar.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to watch. If I can throw somebody into a vent or, like just things like throw them off a building.
Right.
But this, they've never had the best hand-to-hand combat in Grand Theft Auto. And making that something you needed to utilize in the beginning ruined it.
I got you.
A lot of the missions were very... There were so many follow missions. And Sleeping Dogs has follow missions, actually, mm-hmm. right? Quite a few. But this was like mission after mission, like stay behind this car. Ooh, slow down. They can see it. Oh, speed up, you're losing them. And, back here.
Nah.
And it felt like, and I'm in this huge white van, and they're in this much faster car.
I heard the driving was awful before.
It was. It was.
It was? Okay.
I don't know why, but I prefer Sleeping Dogs Driving is like, it's unrealistic in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is.
Yeah, it is. But if, well, I think what really throws me is you're driving in Tokyo and everything's opposite.
For Americans, it was hard. I agree. It was a little, it's like, oh, left-hand side.
Yeah, because I mean, nicking a car like would lose this and that and that. I'm like, well, I don't know who has the right of way.
But it's a perfect map of Tokyo.
It is, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, however, they can do whatever they want. It's their own maps.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine. But I don't know. I put it up there, but I don't know. Prototype 2 was good.
I've heard that is as well.
And nobody liked it. I'm surprised you've heard that.
I have. I've heard people didn't like Prototype 2 as much.
No, 2 is the one I like.
Oh. Hmm. I would, well, I don't know.
Well, I would give those a shot, but Sleeping Dogs is...
But you know, that's probably because when Prototype came out, many people didn't like GTA 4 and were looking for something like it.
Well, Prototype's more like Infamous.
Okay.
Where, because you have superpowers completely throughout. I don't know. Infamous is up there too. It's hard to put these games into a list. But I would put San Andreas 1. And it's funny, I still own the unrecalled copy of San Andreas. I actually put that on eBay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got it.
It's worth something now that you know.
Not doing anything with it. It's not the greatest hits version, I'll tell you that. So, I would do San Andreas, Sleeping Dogs, Infamous 2 probably for my top 3. But Prototype 2 is pretty damn close. I mean, I wish people played it. Because it doesn't look like that series is coming back anytime soon.
No, yeah.
And they tried to bring back Crackdown with the Xbox One launch.
Did they?
But nobody bought an Xbox One, so it didn't really work out. And I love Crackdown. Did you play Crackdown?
No.
No?
No.
Because you didn't have an Xbox, did you?
No. I don't have one.
Okay.
It wasn't even on my radar, though.
So Crackdown, kind of the opposite of Grand Theft Auto's mindset. So you're actually a cop that's actually pretty much part of a super serum program. Just to put it into a Marvel context. And you can jump really, 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 really high. You can't fly. But you can jump really, really, really high. If you actually,
Hulk high?
Yeah, Hulk high.
Okay.
If you level up, we're talking like original Superman height. Like
okay.
Leaps over in a single bound kind of thing. And Crackdown, you were the police officer trying to stop the bad. Where Grand Theft Auto, you're the bad trying to bypass the corrupt police, pretty much.
Okay.
But still, I think that was a great franchise. It just didn't. It's not going to survive the console war.
No.
But Grand Theft Auto 5, your friends played it. Like Brandon's played it.
Yeah.
Right.
He loves it. Does he love it?
Like my whole issue is like there's 3 characters and you switch back whenever you want. Right.
Right.
Why?
I kind of thought the same thing. What I didn't understand, why did not have co-op? That would have been...
Yeah. Like, besides awesome. That awful multiplayer, like, battle mode they have.
Yeah.
Which they introduced in 4, and it's just so messy. Like, it's a big map, and you know, usually have 8 people there. The NPCs are either minimal or non-existent on the maps. So literally, you're just walking down the street, and then you just get ran over by another player. It's like, where did he get this car? There's barely no cars here. It's like nobody spent any time worrying about this game online. But then they come out with Grand Theft Auto Online.
Right.
Which is better, but not necessary. Like, I don't know why we're not at a point. Like, GTA 5 came out, or announced. And I was like, oh, awesome. Like, and they showed us 3 different characters. I'm like, oh, maybe they'll let us make a character. I thought it was more of like a design template. I didn't know we were forced to be
this. I don't think that's what you want, though.
Why not?
Because you, I mean, throughout the whole series.
I'm an RPG guy.
Yeah, but through the whole series, this is your open box series where it's like, we have a direction for your character.
But they already have the elements of design your car, design your clothes, eat your food, live where you want, just live in your house. You know what I mean? Like, just let me change the face a little
bit. I feel like that's a minor nitpick, but I'll give it to you.
No, I just want more RPG elements. I think it's perfectly fine. And if people don't like it, they don't have to use it.
So are you going to give Five a chance? Or are you going to ever, like...
I don't know. I mean, is there DLC with it or what? Like, are they...
I don't believe that they had any story-based DLC like they did with the previous ones. Like,
yeah, like the Ballad of Big Gay Tony, which was good.
But
it was weird because you could kill one of the main dudes and then it doesn't even affect the whole thing. Like, he'll be back if you're not that far in the story.
The consensus I got from most people is they just enjoy having mindless fun in this huge world.
Then get Saints Row 4. And shoot electric out of your eyeballs.
I think people would enjoy that just as much as well, but...
Actually, Saints Row 4 is, PlayStation 4-wise, is a super value game right now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get it, we can play online and fly around and kill people.
We'll see about that.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Jeez. I'm trying to give you something to do with me. Because every time you log in on Battlefront, I'm like, ugh.
Ugh.
Can't stand this game.
That's funny. Well, don't awful. Worry. We'll be playing Street Fighter V online, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Street Fighter is awful.
Okay.
I think we discussed this on your episode of Street Fighter, which actually aired on the Hero Heads podcast because there's a Street Fighter comic and manga.
Mm-hmm.
So people are aware of your obsession. I even did an opening. You might not want to listen to it.
Okay. Can't be obsessed with the best fighting game in the genre.
Oh, okay. So as far as the like the story arc goes, they're not necessarily in order. So the timeline, because I would probably say San Andreas, 4 and 5, like 3, 4, and 5 are in the same.
Mm-hmm.
But these, like Vice City is prior, 3 is one of the oldest because it takes place, like, they all take place either in the 70s or, like, it feels like the 90s with San Andreas.
Okay.
Five is current.
Just the setting.
I think it's current, right? Because, I mean, I haven't played 5. Yeah. But it all looks pretty current. Because you fly an F-15 in it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, blimps and all that type stuff.
Not necessary.
But the stories don't intertwine in the sense, like... Anything.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, they exist in the same universe, you know, obviously, which is something we'll probably talk about a lot in our Assassin's Creed episode about intertwining
mm-hmm.
places. But, I mean, they make references like Bully, for instance.
Okay.
Bully, there's actually a TV show that you can watch, because you can watch TV shows in Grand Theft Auto.
Funny.
There's a TV show that covers, it's kind of like a reality show, but it takes place at the school where Bully takes place.
That's funny.
If you actually go to your first apartment in 4, there's a book on the shelf. The book on the shelf, these would have been great trivia questions. The book on the shelf is
called...
Yeah,
because you know them.
The book is called Red Dead, and it's written by Jay Marston. Which, of course, could be John or Jack Marston from Red Dead Redemption.
Gotcha.
His son being Jack, after you die at the end of the game. One of my favorite games of all time.
Cool.
You've never played that either?
No.
What is wrong, dude?
I have never played a Rockstar game.
Okay. Why?
No interest. There's nothing that has drawn me to them, like an awesome trailer for like this great story. Like every time I see a GTA, it's like guns, 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 planes, helicopters, mob, shooting, shooting, shooting.
Okay. Bam. But not Red Dead Redemption. You've never played Red Dead Redemption.
No. Honestly, I just imagined that it was a Western version of GTA.
No.
No? Okay. I have heard that traveling on a horse takes hours.
If you don't know how.
Okay.
There's still fast travel options.
Mm. Not interested.
It's wild, dude.
I can honestly tell you, even though like we talked about I like Sleeping Dogs, I have no interest to play those type of games ever again.
Okay.
Just not... There's nothing really about them that's interesting.
What did you do? Did you do crime missions or crime missions?
Oh, I did everything. Like, for one, that's the problem. I get
did you
so
do cockfights?
Yeah, I get distracted.
Did you go to the fight clubs?
Yeah.
You?
Wow. I get distracted by everything. And then I'm like, I forget about the main missions, and I'm just like, ugh. The main missions aren't even interesting compared to the side goofy stuff.
Actually, that's true with all these games.
Yeah. So...
Like, you could spend hours in Red Dead Redemption just roaming.
Yeah.
Because you can. You could, I spent a long time hunting. just hunting deer and rabbits and skinning them and cooking them.
I'm pretty sure there's simulators for that.
There is, or you could actually go outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't personally probably kill an animal and skin it, but...
We don't condone that on this
but
show.
But you can, though.
Yes.
I think. I don't know. I think there's a certain time of year. I don't really know.
Yeah, so just, I mean, no. I don't see it happening unless, like, I get an awesome deal. And even then, I know I'll be trading it in for a high value.
Okay.
So.
That's weird. You won't even play Red Dead Redemption. Borrow it from Brandon.
Maybe if a rematch that comes out for $20.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, Grand Theft Auto V, even though I did not play it, you do have the three characters whose stories intersect as the further you get into the game. Very well received. I mean, I'm assuming this is going to lead to a newer game in the series, right? Or are they going to stick with online, you think?
I think they're going to stick with online. I was just going to say, it almost seems like they kind of, well, numerically, they want to keep one per generation.
Oh, good like, point, good point.
I mean, maybe we might get like a spinoff.
So like 3 with PS2, 4 with PS3, 5 with PS4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Because how long until the next generation?
And that's the thing. Like, they're saying they want the next cycle to come much faster than this cycle did. So, I mean, who knows?
But they also guaranteed us that it would be a 10-year system.
This is true. So,
I mean, honestly, I can see Microsoft trying to get something out, like, November next year.
I don't think it's that bad.
It is. They can drop their price, what, like 5 times this year already?
Yeah.
And
6 bundles.
6 bundles. All kinds of bundles. Like a bundle for every person ever.
You have a bundle for every room in the house.
It's just, I'm a little concerned.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Because Microsoft in general, because, I mean, we saw an epic fail with Windows 8. They've forgotten 9.
Epic?
It's pretty bad.
Ten is much better.
Well, they forgot 9, the number 9 existed,
yeah.
And just jumped to 10. But 10 is full of, like, garbage, because, like, if you don't turn things off, like, they're monitoring
this is from
everything.
A Mac user, everybody.
Oh, we are recording on a Mac. We are recording on a Mac. When you first started the show, we recorded on Windows?
Yes, well, but you are definitely pro at Macintosh.
Oh, Macintosh. Yeah. Who calls it Macintosh first of all?
I'm going to go that route. I don't like calling it Apple.
Okay.
It's Macintosh.
Okay. Interesting. So I get a call.
Or at least in this moment, I just feel like using Macintosh.
It's very snide. It's a very snide remark. Yes, we do support Sony and Apple products on the Liquid Gamer podcast.
Yes.
Microsoft has burned me too many times for me to continue to be one of their users.
A little personal.
Well, no, we did an episode, The Liquid Gamer, before you joined us here, where we just had it just like crash and the files were corrupt and then it was all this garbage.
Well, yeah, that does happen.
It happens too often. Too often. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto, crazy. I would like to look up the Guinness Book and then we'll close on that.
Okay.
Guinness Book, Grand Theft Auto.
I want to say it set the record on 5 for selling 88 million copies in the first week.
Well, that is an extremely specific guess. So let's see if you're close.
I'll get 1 out of 1. I'll have 100 on this podcast.
No.
Okay, try it.
No. So it looks like it broke a total... Grand Theft Auto 5 broke a total of 7 Guinness records. Let's see what they are. Best-selling action-adventure game in 24 hours.
Okay.
Best-selling video game in 24 hours, period. Fastest entertainment property to gross $1 billion. So they got to a billion quicker than anybody else.
Wow.
Highest grossing video game in 24 hours. So grossed is more than anybody. Highest revenue generated by an entertainment product in 24 hours. And lastly, Most viewed trailer for an action-adventure video game, period.
That second to last one.
Highest revenue generated?
Yes.
By an entertainment product.
That is astounding.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Entertainment product is a huge, broad category.
So broad.
Like, that could be a Blu-ray, a DVD, a CD.
Yeah.
A game, iPod.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, I mean, wouldn't like an iPad or iPhone count?
Probably not phone.
No? Okay.
But an iPod would, but not a phone. iPad would, but not a phone.
Ah, that's just amazing.
So Grand Theft Auto has definitely made its mark on society. We might not see another game until the next generation of consoles. But I don't know, I'll get 5 on PC probably.
I do think
Grand Theft. Do have a Windows-based PC downstairs collecting dust. I might as well use it for something.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure it'll crash.
It does take 7 discs to install.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Oh my. Wow.
Is that kind of turning you away now?
Yeah, I'll just pass.
Okay.
I'll just pass.
I should have waited to let you buy it first.
What episode? Are we doing Assassin's Creed next?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So make sure to...
open worlds.
What is it?
More open worlds.
More open worlds. Actually, it's a lot of open world stuff coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think appropriately so.
Yeah, because those are my kind of games. Love me some sandbox, love me some RPG, so why not end the show on those kind of games? All right, so we'll talk about Desmond Miles from Assassin's Creed next episode. Thank you for listening to our Grand Theft Auto episode. As always, my name is Ryan.
And as of recently, Dante Kong.
Good gaming.
Jim, got courtside tickets tonight. You in?
Can't. Got plans.
Hi, Jim. Grab a bite later?
No can do. Very important plans.
Jim, can you work late tonight?
Sorry. It's a really big night for me.
Daddy, want to go to McDonald's?
Can't wait, buddy.
There's nothing more important than family. That's why our Happy Meals come with an Honest Kids organic apple juice drink and all the quality time in the world. Now just $3 off the $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over that.
I had no idea.
Warning signs something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.